Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch.
No, I'm not. It's
like I was about to jump in.
Yeah.
I was about to do it. We've got a Super Bowl winner in our midst. Woo-hoo! It is not the Super Bowl winner, perhaps. Taylor Watch fans were hoping for.
Sorry.
But listen, we're still very happy. We're very happy for you. Very
Thank
happy
you.
For your fam.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to hear about it.
Thanks.
Boots on the ground. So exciting. I mean, it looked massive. Like
massive,
insane.
Massive win for the birds. I mean,
birds.
It was
go
a
go birds.
Go birds. Bird baby. Go birds.
Go.
No, it was just amazing. I mean, I think Thursday found out we got the tickets.
Uh-huh.
Seats were amazing. I was with my mom, my dad.
The seats were crazy. They were so good.
And my brother. And then Francesca and Joe were with Zach Clark up in the club seats.
Oh.
Very bougie of them.
Bougie.
Yes. So it was a great family moment. We got there a little too early, honestly, for the nerves. We were kind of just sitting there like, what the fuck? Like, what do we do? Like, we're here. And there's no
how early? Like, so just walk us through the timing of the day. I'm so curious how you even prepare to, like, go to the Super Bowl.
We left, like, way too early.
Okay.
We left at, like, 12-ish.
Okay.
And went to found, like, a random parking lot, like, 20-minute walk outside the stadium.
Okay.
Walked towards the stadium. At that point, it was like 1-ish, and we're like, okay, like, what do we do now? Like, do we go in the game? It doesn't start until 5 hours from
now.
Like,
right, yeah. I was going to say, because it started for us at 6:30
on
TV. Or 6:15-ish, I guess.
So, we, like, they had, like, these, like walk-up bars connected to, like, the actual restaurant bars places.
Cool.
So, like, you could just, like, grab a drink and stand outside and, like, people watch.
Right, because New Orleans has open container. You can,
yeah.
you can drink wherever.
Yeah, so it didn't matter.
It doesn't really matter.
Got
if you're,
a
like,
really good bloody. And I was okay, like, this
what
is
was in it?
It
like
was oh,
good.
They had some pickled green beans, which I love.
Ooh,
a pickled
yum.
Veggie in there.
Me too. I love
olives,
pickled veggie.
Lemon lime, and then like just a classic zing zang mix, which
Damn.
I love.
I know. I love that shit.
Yeah.
That sounds all really good. You know, actually, G, before you continue, you know what the day probably would have been made better though.
That is so true.
A little bit of Pink Whitney.
Yeah.
A little bit
I
of
know.
Pink lemonade flavored vodka.
I couldn't
favorite.
Find any Pink Whitney in the stadium.
It's hard. And the stadiums need Pink Whitney.
I
Everyone
know.
Needs Pink Whitney in their lives. Like, we all know this. I think that as number one, Valentine's Day is approaching, it's a pink drink. We want a pink drink. And then also we've got summertime approaching. Spring is fast coming in like a lion.
Yeah.
Or at least, I'm trying to tell myself that. Really,
that is
what
true.
It is. But regardless, you need to get yourself get your hands on some Pink Whitney, pink lemonade flavored vodka. Our bestie Ryan Whitney, the creator of it all, the hockey players drink, and also the drink for the ladies.
Drink for the ladies. There's a new label too, so it's even easier to find and buy, and looking better than ever. They also have a new Pink Whitney 20-pack shot bucket. Perfect for any party or occasion or group gathering. And there's also a size for every occasion, a variety of small sizes to grab and go, and larger sizes to share, gift, or enjoy in your home at the home bar. There's also so many different types of mixed shooters and shots that you can make with Pink Whitney, and they're the fastest brand to hit 1 million cases in the last 5 years. They're the number one flavored vodka and the number one vodka in 50 milliliters. So take your shot with Pink Whitney.
Give us two of those drinks. Do they have them listed out? Because the mixed drinks are fantastic, and I love whoever put this together. I don't even know who did it. But
Pink Starburst.
Oh.
Pink Whitney, vanilla vodka, and raspberry schnapps.
Mm.
Sounds delicious.
Oh, yum. That sounds refreshing.
This is a little lead pink tea.
Ooh.
Pink Whitney, peach schnapps, and sweet and sour mix.
Pink lemonade and peach mixed together is
perfectly.
A good mix. Like, that's a great flavor. It has a fantastic flavor profile.
I love it.
Anyway,
on
so
my
get
taste
your,
buds.
Get yourself, Pink Whitney's a bestie of the pod. And yes, I'm sorry that you weren't able to walk around with a big old cup of Pink
big
Whitney.
Big old bucket of
time.
Pink Whitney.
But anyway, okay, so back to the story. So
yes.
you guys are walking around. You're trying to figure out what to do. You're all decked out. What did you wear head to toe?
I wore shorts because it was really hot.
And it was so fucking hot down there. Nobody packed worse for that trip than me. Like, I was wearing a sweater.
I know. I was like, did you look at the weather
app? I did, but it said 70, and it said, like, I forgot about the humidity. Forgot about the humidity. And it's been a while since I traveled somewhere warm, to be honest.
I know.
And it's just, it feels like I forgot how to live.
It was so hot. Especially in the sun. Like, it was crazy.
Oh, it was nuts. Yeah.
So I was wearing, like, just my jersey, shorts, sneaks. I was trying to wear like as least clothes as possible, but,
sure.
And I was nervous because I was like, oh, I'm not, I didn't wear my hat that I wore the last game. I didn't wear my sweatshirt that I wore the last game.
Oh shit.
Saw a guy who was sitting in our row near us wearing the same hat that I was going to wear. So I was like, oh, good juju.
Amazing.
Then guy sitting right behind me wearing the jacket that I was going to wear.
That is fantastic. Wow.
Great juju. That's so I was like, okay, like juju. All the stars are aligning here a little bit. Mm-hmm. Then we're like, okay, like, we're so bored. We should just go in the stadium. There's probably some stuff to do in there. So we went in, like, super early, tried to find food. There's, like, gumbo and, like, alligator sausage.
There's so much gumbo.
We're like,
there's so much gumbo.
Where can I find chicken fingers?
Hot gumbo is not what I want.
Yeah, no.
When it's 80 degrees.
No.
Like, it's crazy. People are crazy for all
and,
the
like,
gumbo.
And, like, I'm hungover. Like, I don't want alligator right now. Like, that's kind of just.
Although that is pretty close to chicken fingers.
I was going to say, like, I'm sure it tastes very
like
much similar.
Have you tried it before?
I think so, but, like, deep fried or something.
Oh,
I think,
it's always, like, deep fried.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess they could grill it up, but. I've had it deep fried as well. Very good, actually.
Yeah, it's solid.
I was surprised by how much I liked it.
But I just wanted, like, a hot dog. I just wanted chicken fingers. It was very hard to find.
Of course, yeah.
And we met up with my, like, aunt who's not my aunt. And we just bopped around, kind of did, like, a lap around the stadium and then did a lap inside the stadium.
Fun.
Superdome, not as nice as I thought it was going to be.
No, it's not.
I also didn't realize that it was built in, like, 75. So I thought that it was way newer than that.
Yeah.
I totally forgot it was like a shelter for Katrina and everything like that.
Yeah, it's like all concrete.
Yeah.
Big concrete.
Big concrete and like not really nice at all.
No.
Like the field is nice.
The field is beautiful.
Yeah,
and
but.
So that was what I couldn't spoil because of Chris Klemmer's Rat Race, which is out now. Go check it out. But we were able to go in the Superdome. So
yeah.
I got to go in there. This was in December. So I got to go in there and see it. And that's exactly how I felt. Julia.
Yeah.
I was like, this is very like. Industrial.
Yeah,
it, like,
yeah,
it's
very industrial.
You know?
Just feels
Which
like a concrete block, and you're just like, okay, like that's
stadiums are, but you know, they.
I think maybe because it's
job,
the dome.
Newer,
yeah, I don't know.
Be. The newer stadiums, I feel, have a little more flair.
Yeah,
and I think maybe that's part of it. But yeah, it was the Superdome served as as a shelter for Katrina.
Yeah.
As a it has had many other purposes.
Purposes,
in its
correct.
Time. So it's old and weathered and wise.
I was gonna say you could tell she's very old. She's weathered. She's been. Through
she's what she
she's
knows
been through the ringer.
She's seen some shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
But it was very cool to be in there. Cup holders in the bathroom, but no cup holders in the seats.
Oh,
which I was really confused about.
Interesting. They just want you. They want you holding those drinks.
Yeah. So a lot of spilled drinks. Lots of spilled drinks, which was really annoying.
No cup holders in the seats is
crazy. Crazy.
They didn't even tack them up to the front.
Nope.
Huh.
Not even.
All right.
But we did get the pseudo Eras Tour bracelets that light up.
Yes.
Which was sick. And
that was cool.
We kind of just like sat there, got food, and just kind of like sat in our nerves until the game started. It went by pretty fast. Like, I wouldn't say we were sitting there for like what felt like hours, just like so anxious. Like,
yeah.
By the time I felt fully situated, bathroom, I got a couple beers, I ate, whatever. Mm-hmm. It was like. Maybe an hour until the game started.
For sure.
So it was a good time to sit.
Were you glad to have left so early? Like, would it have been harder to get in if you left later?
I am glad we went early solely because it rained.
Right.
So
right.
We got there like right before
totally
it was like downpouring.
Rain.
So that was nice to avoid all of that.
Hell yeah.
But I would have maybe liked to go like maybe like an hour later than we did or like an hour and a half later. But. Mm-hmm. Everything worked out the way that it did, so it was perfect, and the game started, and I mean, it was like, the first touchdown, well, it was that first A.J. Brown offensive P.I. call, I was like, oh my God, like, this is going to be a long game, and I tweeted, And I didn't realize that AJ like kind of grabbed his face mask. Yeah, you can't see.
He hooked the thumb. Well, so this is, I love this. He pushed it for sure.
Yeah.
He was pushing and at the last second had a little thumb hook.
Thumb hook.
Just for a second.
Yeah.
But enough to like,
enough to call it.
And they're showing it on the screen. And I went to my parents' house. I watched with my parents and my grandpa, my grieving grandfather, by the way, to all the fucking people accusing me of being drunk, tweeting. I was getting people like, just because you've had a couple drinks. We'll get into it.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm home there, and my dad is arguing with me, being like, it's nothing. He didn't grab it. I'm like, Dad, they're replaying his thumb doing this back and forth. And he was like, no, it's bullshit call, like going on.
Like, it is a bullshit
call. It was
call,
stupid, but it was like.
It's the Super Bowl, so whatever.
If you're being technical, yes,
it is a face mask.
You know what I mean?
Like, so I'm like, oh, this game's over. Yeah, like, this is how the game's going to go. Like, we're fucked, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as the points started rolling in, it was just getting harder and harder to believe that I was seeing what I was seeing. Like, after the double sack, Cooper DeJean, pick six. Mm-hmm. Me and my brother looked at each other genuinely in such disbelief.
Yeah.
Like, it was, I was just like, what am I watching? Like,
I know.
It was an absolute collapse from the offensive side of the Chiefs team. I mean, the defense too, but I mean,
defense held on a little bit longer, but barely. Like, I mean, and then all of a sudden it really was like a house of cards. It was watching it on TV, like I don't know if it was, you know, you're watching it in the stadium, and that's also why I'm kind of wondering, like, were you able to see just how bad it was? Like, it was so, like, every single thing they did, it was like,
yeah, I mean,
didn't
like,
work.
Yeah,
like, every single thing. Like, I don't know how much of it is
it was just crazy.
It was crazy to watch.
Yeah,
like, crazy to watch.
And going into half, like, I was like, there's still so much game left. I was thinking about the Patriots Falcons 28-3, the big blow.
I was sending texts like that too. I was like, 28-3, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I was like, this game's not over. Like, there's people behind me being like, yeah, this is a blowout. I'm like, this game is far from over.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, Andy Reid is one of the most respected coaches in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I thought that they were going to come out with some sort of answer to our defensive line, and they just didn't. It was crazy. And I mean, they did such a good job of stopping Saquon. I think Saquon had like 50 yards or something like that.
Yeah, like, it's like they put, oh yeah, well, first of all, our fucking parlay,
yeah,
nobody, nothing,
nothing, nothing,
nothing. Yeah. Not a single thing, nobody could move. I think at the end AJ Brown only ended up having like, even him only had like 54,
yeah, something like that, but he had a touchdown, which was huge.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but, that was, yes, yeah, but I'm saying, like, it was so slow moving.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, the whole time, it was like, well, nobody's doing anything except for the Eagles. Yeah. Like, they were the only ones doing anything. Like,
they did,
like,
a
the
really
Chiefs
good
were on
job.
Half speed the whole time.
They did a really good job of stopping our running game, which was which I felt bad for Saquon with, because I really wanted him to score. Like, he literally got us to the Super Bowl.
He was so close too.
But I mean, they wanted Jalen to prove his passing game, and he did. And beyond that, I mean, he played out of his ass. The running game and passing game from Jalen was incredible.
He was so good. Yeah, and he was in his bag.
He was in his bag.
His motherfucking bag.
Yeah,
and
big
you could
time.
Tell the second he stepped up, it was like, oh, this isn't going to be a walk.
I was like,
apart.
Oh, he's not fucking around.
No.
That first pass to AJ, I was like, oh, he's not fucking around
they
at
were
all.
Not. That, yeah. And that really was it. Like, they didn't need a minute to warm up. They didn't need to get into the game. They didn't need to shake off the nerves. They were 100% locked in from the coin toss. You
yeah.
know? Like, it was.
Yeah.
And it was obvious, I felt. Like, it was just so. You know, we're obviously rooting for the Chiefs because I'm rooting for Taylor. I want Taylor to be on the field. I wanted to have all these fun things, whatever. But at the same time, obviously, they have this historic opportunity.
Mm.
They have worked just as hard as everybody else. Like,
yeah.
You know, they get a lot of shit all the time for being good. And nobody likes people who are successful. Nobody likes anybody who wins too much, like all that shit, whatever. But then to even hear Travis after the game say, we did not, that was our worst game of the season.
Yeah.
Like that, and it was. Like, it's
yeah, totally.
Like, it's like they choked. It's like they all forgot how to play football.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I, you know, shit like that happens, though. Like, that happens sometimes. Like,
yeah.
It's not any one person's fault. It was very much a team loss,
yeah.
I feel.
Yeah. 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 It was just crazy to watch. I mean,
yeah,
I really did not think it was going to be like that at all. I thought it was going to be another nail biter.
Me too.
To the end. Like, you know, the one call to make the game. I thought it was going to be something similar to how it was 2 years ago.
Yep.
But yeah, no, it just was a complete and absolute belt to ass spanking.
Yeah, it really was.
We took Pat Mahomes really over was. Our leg and spanked him like a baby.
Yeah. And even he basically said it. Like, he was like, yeah, I got my shit rocked. Like, yeah. What do you want? Like, it's just, you can't, there is no other response to that. And again, yes, you feel bad because everybody worked hard and whatever. But at the end of the day, you have to remember, everybody gets paid. And everybody's fine. And egos are bruised. And feelings are hurt. But then they've got 6 months off.
Two Super Bowls back
past 2 years.
They've been to five Super Bowls in the past 6 years. Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay. Like, mm-hmm. the Chiefs are okay. Travis is okay. Pat Mahomes is okay. Everyone has their large checks.
It's a game families. At the end of the day. And they're not unfamiliar with loss. Like, I feel like that's another thing. Well, okay. So before we get into all that side of things, I do want to hear still more about the game. So, at what point did you start to believe that the Eagles were going to win? Because it was hard to, because at halftime it was not. I did not think.
No,
I was definitely like,
there's
so much game left.
No.
Even when there was a quarter left, I was like, you know, maybe there's some magic. I think when they got up to like 34 points, I was like, oh, I don't know if they're going to be able to catch
Once it was 34-0, I was like, okay, like logistically, like actually why, time-wise.
Yes.
It's basically impossible for them to catch up.
Yep.
I want to say like, by like the end of the third, I was like, okay, like this is it. Like after Zach Bond had that interception, I was like, okay, there's something wrong with Pat. Like something's going on.
My grandpa asked if he was injured. My grandpa goes, "Is Pat? Is he okay?" And I was like, well, I don't know. Like he has a limp right now.
They made him. They did such a good job of cutting off the passing game and making him scramble. And when Pat scrambles like that, he panics
for sure.
And he
and it was clear.
Yeah. So. So, I mean, it was, I want to say, maybe
right
like middle of third
time.
Quarter, end of third quarter, I was like, okay, like this is starting to get crazy. And then after the fucking, the first Chiefs touchdown, I was like, there's no way, right? Like, there's no way.
What the fuck? yeah.
And they scored again on that sick, like 70-yard pass.
That
I was like,
good,
like, what's going on?
That
was by the time we had our secondary in, like, all of our all of our second string players.
Yes.
So, like, that wasn't really, didn't really count anyways.
Yeah. It didn't. Honestly, it didn't. It was, that to me was as a gesture of respect.
Yeah.
We
like,
won't
it
let
should
you
have
end
been,
this game with zero fucking points.
It like, should have been, like, 40-6.
Yes.
At the end of it.
Yeah.
But one of the crazy thing is, I didn't even, they went for two. I missed it because a Chiefs fan, after that first touchdown, pulled a Brittany Mahomes and sprayed her beer all over everybody and started going, all game.
What?
She was so drunk.
What
so
an
drunk.
Idiot. Oh, no.
No, it was crazy.
People
everyone.
Too cocky at the games.
My dad was like holding me back. Oh. I was like pointing at her mom. I was like, you gave birth to that.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was bullshit. Like,
no,
she,
that's crazy.
She soaked the people in front of her.
No, you can't do that. Especially like,
and then she got booed out. They kicked, everyone was cursing at her, booing at her that they left.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
awesome. Yeah, you got to get the fuck out. You can't act like that.
You can't do that.
You can't act like that either way. Like, you can't be the premature celebrations in any way,
especially
the showboating, the whatever. Like, that's too much. Not in a place like that.
And what was crazy, because the online response was so different, but every Chiefs fan besides that girl was like so calm, so respectable, like
for sure.
So like not like, you know, getting in people's faces, like not freaking out, not being like, two rings anyway. Like, doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Shit talking.
Like, who cares? Oh, welcome to the show.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You
like,
know, yeah,
everyone,
yeah.
Like, a lot of Chiefs fans even stayed to the end. Like, it was very, very respectable.
Chiefs fans in general, I think most people would agree, are pretty respectful.
Yeah,
like, I've really
totally.
Not seen or heard any bad stories. And I do love that about Chiefs
fans.
Yeah,
and there was no, like, fighting in the streets. There was nothing.
No. Well, they understand that it's a game. They understand the hard work that goes into it on both sides of things. And everybody understands that, like, when your team is winning and you have a rabid fan base and you haven't won in a while and it's you take down the big guys, you're going to get a little excited. And, and that is the nature of sports. And that's just how it goes. So, okay, so the celebration. How was the celebration?
Oh, it was awesome. So
I saw you blowing the whistle on Bourbon Street.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Proud,
it
so
was
proud.
So funny. Like,
hilarious.
We got to Bourbon, and, like, obviously I'm, like, yelling and screaming, whatever. This girl comes out to me and hands, like, the whistle's in a plastic bag, thank God.
Yeah.
She was
thank God, right?
She was like, you deserve this. Go annoy the fuck out of this city.
Hell,
and I was like,
oh,
let's go.
Say less.
Yeah, say less.
I'm already there.
Yeah, it was so awesome. So we kind of just, like, walked up and down Bourbon. Like, people watching, drinking, celebrating. Went to a couple bars, met up with Grace and her sister.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Which
How's
was awesome.
Grace?
She's great. She
of
went
course.
To the game, too. So she
I
was,
saw that she
yeah.
was there. Yeah,
she
yeah.
was having
Incredible.
A blast. Her sister is, like, the nicest.
I love her sister.
Is so nice. Love
her. Whole
her.
Family. They're
yeah.
just precious
oh my, they're,
angels.
They're angels.
All of them. Yeah.
So finally got to see her. We were trying to meet up, like, the whole weekend.
Yeah.
And yeah, we just kind of like celebrated, like drank and just hung out at the bars. Like didn't really like go crazy per se, but we were out until like 3 o'clock, just like celebrating
awesome.
And having a good time. It was amazing. Met up with like some of my dad's like buddies. So my dad got
cool.
to like see some friends celebrate
That's so
with.
Fun.
Yeah, it was really just a perfect day, perfect
Aww.
Weekend with my fam. It was awesome.
It did really look like wholesome, you know?
Very
like
wholesome,
like,
yeah.
Like just fam jam, hanging out,
yeah.
doing
yeah.
you know group photos, doing the events, tailgating, like the whole thing.
Yeah.
I was happy to see that for you guys because I
Thanks.
Know how much it means.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, I mean, I
Go Birds.
Go Birds. Go Birds. It's
Fantastic.
Just, I couldn't have asked for, obviously, a better outcome. And
yeah.
God, it would have been a brutal. I drove from NOLA to Pensacola for
yeah,
my flight.
Yeah.
Would have been so fucking brutal getting up the next morning and like my dad in the car. Like I can't even imagine. He would have been like, he probably would have crashed the car.
Oh yeah,
and killed
right.
us
oh,
all.
If they lost.
Yeah. We lost.
Like, forget it.
Yeah. But no. So it was really fabulous, and I'm just so happy that I got to do it with my family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a once in a lifetime experience.
So exciting.
Yeah.
So exciting. I'm so glad how it all played out.
Oh, thanks.
I think the overall vibe of New Orleans when we were there, and well, we talked about it a little bit last episode, I think. It was heavy Eagles. Like, I
yeah.
said that as soon as you showed up, I was like, there's Eagles fans everywhere.
It
like,
got pretty 50-50
oh, did it
by
finally?
The time.
Okay,
yeah. Like,
yeah,
even
yeah.
in the stadium, like, it was pretty 50-50 split
right.
down the middle.
Right, okay.
So I think maybe Eagles fans were just maybe more like excited to get down to NOLA, like
sure,
start
they
partying.
Must have been. Yeah, they must
yeah,
have been
yeah.
because when I left Thursday night, so and even at that point, still I was like, oh, and when I got to the airport, Eagles fans were arriving. Like,
oh
I almost,
yeah, yeah.
I have a video. I think I took a video. I don't know. I had a lot of champagne in the airport. I took a couple of videos, but there at one point it was like you know the Terminal C and. Is like where all the New York flights, all the
yeah,
Northeast
yeah.
flights are. And they all were, everybody coming out were Eagles.
Yeah,
and
it's
I was,
awesome.
And wearing hats and jerseys and whatever.
Yeah.
I almost said go Birds at one point. Like, I'm just trying to fit in. Like, you know?
You couldn't walk down like a step yeah. down Bourbon Street without saying go Birds.
Yeah.
Literally. It was like go Birds, go Birds,
yeah, yeah.
Go,
go
Birds,
Birds,
go Birds, go
Birds.
Go Birds. It
so
was
funny.
Awesome. Yeah.
That was a thing that the Chiefs are missing. Like, they have the Chiefs, but it's not.
It doesn't like
have
roll
the
off
kick
the tongue
as
easy. Yeah.
Chiefs.
Like, you can't walk by someone and go, Chiefs.
Speaking
Chiefs.
Of,
I guess
speaking
you can.
Of, yeah, I guess you can. Which
yeah.
that guy did. Remember that one
yeah,
guy
yeah,
gifted
yeah.
it to me? But I didn't know what he was saying. Like, I was like, yeah.
yeah.
I had
yeah,
no
like,
fucking
Chiefs.
Idea.
Chiefs. You're like, yay.
Sick. Yeah, so you gotta learn the, I should have learned a little bit more. Gia, I am headed away. I'm headed on a trip. And you know what? I'm packing to make sure that I stay right, that I stay good. I'm on this new kick. You know about it. We've been talking about it. I'm bringing Ritual with
yep.
me. I'm bringing my vitamins.
Me too.
I need to make sure that I do not lose my diligence.
Mm, exactly. I mean, I was deathly sick
yes.
last week, and
yes,
I really think Ritual did a lot to help with my gut because I feel like I recovered so much quicker than like my brother and Joe.
Absolutely.
And I think it has to do with Ritual giving me all the nutrients and vitamins and everything that I need.
Taking care of your gut health.
Exactly. We are learning so much about gut microbiome. It's the key to our mental health, immunity, and of course, digestion. And if you're looking for digestive support, Ritual has got your back, or rather your biome, with
Woo!
Symbiotic Plus, a 3-in-1 supplement of clinically studied pre, pro, and postbiotics to support a balanced gut microbiome with daily use. This daily 3-in-1 prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic features 2 of the most clinically studied probiotic strains to support gut and digestive health. Ritual's Symbiotic Plus is designed with a delayed release capsule to help reach the colon, not the stomach. Oh. An ideal place for probiotics to survive and grow.
Don't forget about your colon.
Never forget. So get your gut going. Support a balanced gut microbiome with Ritual Symbiotic Plus. Get 25% off your first month with ritual.com/TaylorWatch. That's ritual.com/TaylorWatch for 25% off your first month.
Very happy that you were boots on the ground. I want to ask about several things inside the stadium. Need your first person assessment of it all. Let's start with the halftime show and work our way back to, to the more serious topics.
Yeah.
How was the halftime show in person?
Like, I wish that they showed what they showed on TV on the big screens.
Like, on the screens,
they, like, barely showed it even on the screens. Like, it was hard to see. So, like, I couldn't really, like, grasp the concept of the message, I guess, behind
Kendrick. I had to watch
it
twice. Yeah. The first time I watched it, my brother and I, you know, my adult family didn't carry the way.
Yeah.
They don't like rap, so they're not into
My dad was sitting like this.
Oh, of course.
I was like, like, someone's going to take a picture of you.
You're
and like,
canceled.
Yeah, no, literally.
But no, so Sam and I were bopping on the couch, like, you know, they're not us. And we were excited. But then people online and we were saying, like, these songs are kind of deep cuts and we don't really know them.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the consensus online. And then when I watched it again, I noticed, like, you know, what had gone into it, like this, all the symbolism and everything going into it, and it was awesome, like the Samuel L. Jackson part, and I appreciated it a lot more on a second watch. But I do, I wish I knew his deep cuts a little bit better.
Yeah, like I didn't get it while watching it, so I was just really confused.
You could barely see it.
Yeah, and I could barely see it, and I just saw SZA, and I was like, oh yeah. And
she was beautiful.
But
so was Serena. Shout out.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Serena. Like, I didn't even know Serena
was
there. Like, I didn't even see
that.
Well,
how could you?
Yeah,
how could you?
Yeah.
You know, we only knew because they showed her doing the crip walk. Like, for a second. Yeah.
So, like,
dancing on Drake's grave.
That was crazy.
So crazy. Serena Williams is Drake's ex, by the way. Or they date. I don't know if they dated or hooked up.
They were like hooking up. I don't know if they were together.
Wasn't so serious. But also, so SZA. So that was another thing.
It was just
like,
funny.
Oh, we've got SZA and Serena and Kendrick's up there. And did the stadium go crazy for A Minor?
Yeah. They're because they cut the music.
It was loud as fuck.
And
like, on the screen. You know?
Like the deep cuts, like, that was, to me, it seemed like all of that was, like, very purposeful.
Definitely.
Like,
he did,
like, the songs that, like, you know, all the white people don't want him to do.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Well, that part where Samuel L. Jackson comes out and he's, like, he kind of fake stops it. And he's, like, wait, Kendrick.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Like,
ghetto.
It's too loud.
Like,
yeah.
And I thought that, I was, like, oh, now, it's like, we're doing something on purpose.
Yeah,
like,
that's
sort of, I started
and, like,
picking up that they're
the
doing
stage
something.
Was, like, a PlayStation set. Which is owned by Sony. Mm-hmm. And I guess Sony represents Drake.
It's a lot of, it was a lot of
like, hidden meaning. And all of it is
a lot
of
Easter eggs.
Like, I really liked how he, like, he did, like, the whole American flag thing, like, made out of, like, young black guys. Mm-hmm. And then, like, kind of separated the American flag.
Yep.
I mean, it was such a message. And doing it right
impactful.
In front of Trump
right in
I love
front of
it.
Trump.
Yeah.
It was really impactful. And I hope people do. If you watched it in real time and were kind of like, oh, because it is, like, overstimulating. Because I feel like when you, maybe that's not the right word, but when you get ready for the halftime show, it kind of just starts because you're so hyped to see it. And then all of a sudden it starts and you're like so intently watching it that you don't really process what you're seeing.
Yeah.
And so I'm really glad that I watched it again. And people in my comments on TikTok were saying the same thing, being like, oh, yeah, on second watch, like, it's well worth it. Like, I love Kendrick Lamar.
I really like him too. Yeah.
I think he's a really good performer. I think that he sticks to his guns. He tries his hardest and he's lyrically wonderful. And, you know, obviously he's a Swiftie bestie, but like, I like him outside of that.
Me
too.
Like,
I think he's a good guy.
That he like used the biggest platform ever to send a message, like,
to do what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
That's
I respect
awesome.
That. Respect
the fuck
that.
Out of
yeah.
Him, for sure. Okay, cool. So yes. And so he had Serena, he had SZA, the PlayStation X thing. People are also saying this is a crazy conspiracy. I don't know. I read this on, you know, on Twitter, so take it with a grain of salt. That it was like SZA's an ex, Serena's an ex, and the ex of the stage was like a shout out because they think Drake had something to do with XXXTentacion's death.
Oh.
Or something. That's, oh, I that was I, a, I have no idea about that. Yeah. But that's what people are saying. And so like, all right, that's part of the lore that I don't know enough about to discuss. But people are saying it. So if you're into all that, I don't know. Go down those holes.
Yeah, there's a lot of symbolism in it. And there's a lot of good TikToks that break it down.
Yep.
But yeah, I the Samuel Jackson of it all was great. The, you know, someone was like, oh, I think it was like Megyn Kelly was like, Uncle Sam is white. Like, and people are like, Uncle Sam's not a real person. Yeah, you realize that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Uncle Sam
was
people.
Never a real human being.
So dumb.
He was a propaganda.
I swear to God, they're so dumb.
But it was, I again, like on second viewing, on like more of a watching, understanding perspective, I liked it a lot.
Amazing.
At the time, I was kind of just like, I don't really understand. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you can't tell what's going on. I figured it would be like that. Like, I feel like in theory, you want to be there for like a huge, massive halftime performance, but they put on the performance for the people at home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you kind of want to see it on TV.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's get into the more boots on the ground moments. Was the crowd booing Taylor as loud as everyone says? Because, Gia, can I tell you right now that when they showed her on the screen for half a second, whatever, I thought they were doing the Chiefs. Like, I literally thought that was what was going on.
No,
I did not think there were boos.
They booed her pretty loud.
They did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I.
What section were you in? Just so for
152.
Reference.
152.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did not boo.
Of course not. Why would you
I
boo?
I cheered. I said, that's my girl.
Yep.
But I will say, it was not only Eagles fans booing. There's a lot of people that go to the Super Bowl that are either middle ground / Chiefs fans, MAGA Chiefs fans that hate Taylor Swift. Lots of booing from everybody. Okay.
Really?
It wasn't just Eagles fans.
Damn,
yeah. I saw some Chiefs men booing. So what do you want?
Wow.
Yeah.
The call's coming from inside the motherfucking house.
Yeah. Guys in front of me. Straight up. Thumbs down.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't really know. And listen, Eagles fans boo. They booed everyone. They booed Santa Claus.
Yes. No, literally, yes. So this was my response to this. And now it's taken on a life of its own in the past 2 days. This whole, them booing Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl. One, Taylor's been booed before at the games.
Yeah.
We know that it's happening. We know it's coming. When the other team is feeling frisky and they're feeling vengeful,
they think they're
going to boo.
When they think they're doing something.
When they think they're doing something, they're going to boo.
Yeah.
And so I think the Eagles, maybe a top two team that I would assume would boo Taylor Swift on the screen at the Super Bowl. The Bills being the second.
Does it make it okay? No.
No, of course not. But it's an expected thing because it's like people
it's
get blinded by
event,
sports.
And like through my eyes, it's like Eagles fans seeing her as a Chiefs fan.
Yes.
In the greater scheme of things, people boo her for what she represents.
Yes, and that is the problem.
It's
that
not
is
the,
where it's crossed over from sports into okay, we have a this is a reflection of how you know men and women feel in the country right now. And that's
I saw a lot of yippee-ki-yay when they showed Trump and a lot of boo 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 when they saw
that
Taylor.
Was my next question. So Trump was there, obviously.
And he's live tweeting slandering her during the game. He's opening up these doors for people to boo, for people to go after her, for people to attack her. It's not fucking Philly fans that people should be mad at. It's the fucking president of the United States who's tweeting about Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl that you guys should be mad at. That these Chiefs fans, Swifties that have been Chiefs fans for a year, 2 years.
Bro.
Yelling at go after fucking Donald Trump who's attacking Taylor.
100%
It's so frustrating.
So, right, Gio, truly. So to back up a little bit, during the game, so we see Taylor get booed. It's annoying, of course. But again, like, there are certain things that I feel that if we keep getting so upset over the same things, nothing is going to happen. Like, we know that I have like a long thing. So Taylor's going to get booed at the game. That was almost a guarantee. It's like, it's a, you know, the other team, whatever. But you'd figure it'd be mixed in with cheers and stuff from the Chiefs. So it's like, whatever. Sports are like that. These are things you have to get over. We've seen it before. It's no big deal. It's annoying, yes. And yes, the underlying message is frustrating. But we already know it. Everyone knows it. The problem is that nobody cares. Like, no one cares how loud we yell about how inappropriate it is for people to boo Taylor Swift. They're just going to boo harder.
Yeah.
It gets to a point where it's like, you have to treat people that do these kind of things like toddlers, like children, where if you ignore what they're doing, eventually they'll tire themselves out and they'll stop.
Yeah.
So when I see people booing Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl, I'm rolling my eyes. I'm saying, oh, fuck it, whatever. What has turned it into a bigger issue and now a problem that everybody on earth is weighing in their two cents is Donald Trump taking that moment to take credit for the fact that Taylor is getting booed. He says, he tweets, MAGA's unforgiving. Taylor got booed out of the fucking stadium. I mean, if you want to say that it is the MAGA people and that's all happening and you want to twist it like that and spin that narrative, sure. And if you're telling me that there are Chiefs fans and women and people in the stadium that just don't like Taylor and they're doing it, then maybe he's right.
Yeah.
But I think the underlying issue is that once you label it as MAGA hates Taylor Swift and here's the proof with the booze, then it's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah.
Then it's, all right, well, then we've got a room full of misogynists, we've got a room full of piece of shit people, and we're walking backwards.
Yeah.
You know? And
it's, well, I mean, we are.
Of course we are. Of course we are. And everyone knows that. But it's like, how do you, and now, so now I'm stuck back at that spot. Do we keep, you know, we've already yelled until we're blue in the face. We have no voice. This, we're talking about how exhausted we are by the men and women who feel the need to bring down this woman who is nothing but a supportive girlfriend to her boyfriend on the field.
Yeah.
And so what do we do now? Do we ignore these fucking people? How much do we, you know, we've said our piece and they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care.
I think it solely when it comes to the booing. Yeah. It's like, we gotta just let the booing go.
Let the
booing
go.
The booing.
You cannot get worked up over the booze.
Can't get worked over the booing.
You just can't.
It's like, and if you're gonna get worked up at the booing, get worked up at the person taking credit for the booing.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
It's
because the Chiefs are, I'm sorry.
If you want someone to get mad at for the booing, somebody literally took credit for it. So get mad at that person.
So get mad at him. Because again, the Eagles fans booing Taylor, while it is an eye roll, it's annoying, whatever. That is to be expected within a sports game in the Super Bowl. Like, I'm sorry. Like, that's just how,
if it was Eagles, if it was anyone, they would have booed.
It would have happened.
Yeah.
It would have happened. And that's, again, that is the nature of sports. And that sucks. I wish it wasn't.
Yeah.
Would they have booed Brad? Did they boo John Hamm? No.
No. Like, it's misogyny at its finest.
Of course it is. But again, we all know this. This is nothing new.
Yeah.
And so that's what's frustrating about that part of it. But now it's turned into political conversation.
Yeah.
And you feel bad for Taylor. You feel bad for Travis for having this added layer of pressure and sadness and annoyance when, you know, you just lost the fucking Super Bowl. It's okay to lose the Super Bowl. They'll survive. He'll survive. It'll all be fine.
Yeah.
Everybody someone always loses the Super Bowl, okay? Every year there's one loser.
Yeah.
And this year it happens to be
Golden
Boy Travis Kelce and Golden Boy Pat Mahomes. And I'm sorry about that, but that's just how it goes. But then, right, to keep getting worked up over the small things is you can't do. But at the same time, keep fucking vigilant when it comes to making sure that you as a person and anybody who respects women or Taylor Swift continues to do so. Like, that's what you have to do.
Like,
stay strong. Like, just don't flip to the other side and be like, you know what? Fuck it. Fuck her. Like, that's all we hope for.
Yeah.
Just keep your head on your fucking shoulders, because clearly there are people who used to not think anything of it and have now piled on to boo because they think it's a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, just stay neutral if you're neutral and stay on our side if you're on our side. Don't go booing people. But I think the bigger issue, as always, is, again, Twitter, X.
Yeah, Twitter.
Makes it so much worse, GS. Now I need to explain to you what you were missing online while the game was happening. And I was right in the middle of it.
Okay.
As always.
Yep.
I lifted my band. You guys know I'm going through a breakup with Twitter right now, and it's really hard for me to do, and I haven't tweeted my own words in a long time, you know, in like a month or so.
Yeah.
I tweeted all week long. People were making jokes. Even in our video when we got on, when we talked to our guy Matt Finn on the street on Bourbon Street. In that video, there was like these ladies being like, oh, when the Chiefs lose, Taylor's already got her song written. She's going to break up with Travis. Like, that's a funny fucking joke. Like, it's a funny, I think. Anyway, I thought it was a very funny joke. All week long, we're hearing like, uh-oh, better win the big game or else Taylor's going to dump you. Obviously a joke in my eyes, in my head. No one who really thinks, like, who would think that? And I guess there is a subsect of the internet that was like rooting for it in the way that is hurtful and mean and
like people actually wanted her to break up with
him? Yes.
Okay.
Like, there was a corner, and again, this is Twitter, which
like
everybody's
the
on the same. Yes, not everyone. Yes, literally, yes. Not everyone is on the same algorithm. So I didn't know that there was like a group of real, like the Gaylors. Yes, I assume. Didn't know that.
Okay.
So I, at, when the score was 34-0, I tweeted, damn, actually, no, I'll read verbatim. Actually, no, I don't. It's the same thing. I was like, damn, maybe Taylor really should break up with Travis. LMAO, JK, JK, parentheses, but really the Chiefs are playing like shit.
Yeah.
First tweet I've sent, I don't even know, weeks, months. And Gia, the speed at which I was dragged through the mud is alarming.
That's
like,
crazy.
It had 50 quote tweets in a second, 100 replies right away. People, fuck you, how dare you, blah, blah, blah. What the fuck is your problem? I thought this. Put the drink down. Just because you've had a couple of drinks doesn't mean that you can go off like this. Someone was like, just because you've had a couple of drinks doesn't mean you can go off. G has already said enough. And I went on your profile and you hadn't said anything.
Yeah.
So I was like, what the fuck are these people talking about? People being like, oh,
because
oh,
I tweeted
it.
Mahomes stinks.
Oh, whatever. Okay. And he did, by the way, that night. Sorry, he sucked at the Super Bowl. I'm sorry. He's great every other day of the year. He was bad that night.
Yeah.
Then people are like, you might as well. What are you going to start retweeting Gaylors? So that's when I realized that there was that side of things. Then people are like, you know, fuck these girls. I'm done with Taylor Watch. I'm done with this. I'm done with that. So that makes me start worrying about the pod, obviously. Where I'm like, did I misread this in a way that is so absurd? Like, what did I miss that people are so upset about this? So I deleted the tweet, and I'm pissed off now. People are calling, accusing me of all this bullshit.
Did someone say, like, why, like, did someone explain, like, why?
No one explained. They just were like, how fucking dare you joke about that? That's not funny. This is not a funny joke. And I was like, yes, it is.
You want to know, honestly, what I think it was?
Yeah.
I think it's this small subsect of these new Chief Swifties, these Swifties who have become Chiefs fans.
Yeah, and these are Kansas City Swifties, which I don't believe that they
are.
No,
I don't believe they are. Yeah. I don't believe that these are actually people from Kansas City. I think that they identify themselves as Chiefs fans.
I agree.
Because Chiefs fan, the real Swifties that have been Chiefs fans know that there's wins, there's losses.
Mm-hmm.
These new Swifties, they're so invested in Taylor. Like, creepily invested in Taylor already.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they're so invested into Travis. It's like, we all have to remind ourselves, we're Taylor Swift fans here.
We don't know this woman, by the way. Also, we don't know these people.
And like, no matter who she's with, breaks up with, together with, at the end of the day, we're Taylor Swift fans.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter about Travis or whoever.
Yes.
I think it's these fans that get so invested, whatever, that they're so distraught by losing, and the fact that Taylor lost, and you know, all this
or it
stuff
feels
that
like
they
Taylor
take
lost.
It out.
Which again, Taylor did not play the game, by the way.
And they take it out on other people because, like, I don't know if they can't grasp the concept of losing, or they're just like they want to take it out on somebody else.
It must be, it's something along those lines. But okay, so that was my own personal issue. That was right after halftime, okay, is when that happened. And I was like, Jesus Christ, now I'm going off. Now I'm like, fuck this app. Why did I even come back on?
Which
I hate when I have to stop. It's so annoying. I know it's annoying. I know I'm being annoying. Like, whatever. Have to figure it out. But that, I should have known, was the pulse of the situation.
Yeah.
Because later in the night, what happened was egregious. And that's really what I want to discuss. And it's the fact that the New Heights podcast tweeted out a congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles. Remember, a team that Jason Kelce, one half of the New Heights podcast, had been a part of for 13 years, just recently retired, was obviously rooting for, obviously hoping for. They tweeted out a congratulations, and the Swifties took that tweet and went so fucking crazy that they deleted it.
Yeah. If you are a human being that went after New Heights, went after Jason, went after Kylie, you should be so fucking ashamed of yourself.
So ashamed.
You should be disgusted with yourself, and you should delete your Twitter account and literally go stare yourself in the mirror for an hour and think about your life.
No, really.
Get a fucking life. Touch grass. Jason Kelce played for
Get
the Eagles line. For 13 years. He dedicated his entire life to the Philadelphia Eagles organization, Eagles Autism Foundation. Kylie Kelce's from fucking Philly. Like, what the fuck do these fake? I keep saying
they're not real.
Swifties.
They're not Swifties.
If
they're trolls. Call them what they are. Trolls.
You're a disgusting troll. A piece of shit.
It's horrible.
Jason
right,
is
so right.
Brothers with Travis.
Brothers
like,
with
you
Travis.
You don't know their relationship. Like Travis. Like, you know Jason is happy for Travis. You know that it doesn't matter. Jason lost to Travis 2 years ago. Like, God forbid he's happy for his team for getting a win against a team that they had a heartbreaking loss against, a team that he was on.
Right. And by the way, go watch that Amazon thing and watch Jason and Travis have a 2 second moment of, hey man, sorry bro, when Travis is winning in his fucking face.
Yeah.
Like, that's how shit goes, okay? They are on different teams. They were on different teams. He can root for his brother, and he can also hope for his literal teammates that he was just teammates with 5 minutes ago to win.
It's
and
as if Jason said, Travis sucks and
the Travis
the Chiefs
sucks. Fuck the Chiefs.
Yeah. Go Birds.
And fuck Taylor Swift and go Birds. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't say any of those things. But wait, so people, they went crazy over the new Heights tweet, so much so they deleted it. Then Jason himself tried to send a couple tweets, kept getting fucking dragged, finally was able to tweet something lovely.
Yeah.
Would you like to read it?
Yeah, he tweeted a long message. I just liked it, so let me find it really quick.
Yeah. I just retweeted it if you're looking for...
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles, my former teammates and friends, on being Super Bowl 59 champions. There were a lot of emotions last night. I'll attempt to collect my thoughts to share the longest tweet ever. On one hand, I wanted what's best for my brother and to see his success. On the other hand, there are so many people, teammates, and coaches in the Philadelphia Eagles organization that I care deeply about, many of whom I owe my success throughout my career. Very proud of Jalen, Nick, the whole team, preserved greatly, answered critics. Extremely difficult for a team in NFL to have enough talent, coaching, fortune, and character to win a Super Bowl. Character and swagger of this Eagles team so special. Mm-hmm. True representation of toughness and grit makes Philadelphia what it is. Well done. Well fucking done. As for my brother, there isn't a person I love or care for more. Of course, I feel for him. I'm always rooting for him. It's tough to process these feelings. They should feel pride in their accomplishments. And Travis has amassed greatness, few on this planet that anyone could ever dream of. I know right now they're still thinking of last night, the shortcomings in the last game, but in time that will fade, and the greatness they have exhibited as a group will remain as one of the most dominant eras of football ever. Man, I love this sport, the people that play it, and the fans that enjoy it. Nothing else like it. Congratulations, Philadelphia. I mean, who doesn't love a parade? In the words of Chase Utley, world fucking champs, and to all the haters out there, remember what my man Jay Ajayi said, fuck 'em, go Birds.
Love it. Obsessed with that. And good. I'm glad he was able to get out the congratulations, to speak from his heart, to talk about Travis, to do whatever he needs to do. But again, he
like
never
that,
had
that goes
to appease
without
anybody.
Saying.
Right.
That goes without saying.
Jason Kelce has never needed to appease any Swifty in the world. Like, I'm just glad that he was able to say his piece, because I do truly think that these people harassing him, harassing his wife, harassing the podcast, whatever, are... I just don't know who these people are, because they are not our people.
No, it's
not our people.
I need to know a face behind one of these Swifty birds.
I've been screenshotting all the accounts, Swifties. By the way. I've been screenshotting all the accounts.
Good. also,
for no reason, but
another reason why people were mad at Jason for doing his job as a sports analyst. Did you see
God
this?
Oh, God forbid. No, did
In
I?
The beginning of the game, they did like the pregame show, whatever.
Yeah.
And Jason basically said, like, the Chiefs, like, aren't as strong talent-wise on the Eagles compared to the Eagles roster. Like, I want to find what he said exactly, because people were literally mad at him.
I'm sure it
for
was like
stating
an objective
a fact,
right, an objective
about
sports
the Chiefs
analyst
team versus the Eagles team.
Stupid as fuck.
I don't think I'm going to be able to find the quote.
Regardless,
but he said basically something along the lines
he did his job and analyzed the sport,
like the
and
Chiefs
people took it personally.
Aren't as talented on paper, or something along the lines of that. And people were fucking up in arms about it, saying that he's bashing the Chiefs, bashing his brother.
Unreal.
It's truly unreal that the Chiefs lose, and this is
this is what we're talking about.
This is what we're talking about.
This is the
reaction of this, again, certain subsect of these troll Swifties who think that they need to fight the good fight for Taylor, like fighting an invisible fight.
No one's asking you to fight.
Save
anything,
the most judgmental creeps who say they want the best for me.
Literally
performing soliloquies I'll
never
see.
Like she will never see this. And again, you know, as much as we know about Taylor, she would fucking hate this. Like, people are tweeting that, you know, at us or at me. They were tweeting
like,
it.
People
the
like,
other
this
day.
Is
like,
why, like,
Taylor would hate you for this. She would hate this, blah, blah, blah. Like, as if, you know, whatever. No one is putting words in Taylor Swift's mouth, but I think that we can confidently say for a fact that someone like Taylor Swift would never want her own fan base to be attacking her boyfriend's brother for doing his job and for celebrating the win of a football team that he's on, like, or that he was on. So I don't understand where the mindset comes from. And again, people now, like, I was thinking about this deeply. people, I really was.
Yeah.
They are feeling like, these specific people that we're talking about are feeling like this Chiefs loss is a loss for Taylor as well.
Yeah.
They can't separate the two. It is not. Taylor is not on the team. She's just dating someone on the team, and that's that.
Yeah.
But
and also, sorry to interrupt.
No, yeah.
But also, like, if Swifties who, like, if you're not an invested NFL Chiefs, like, obviously you can be upset, whatever, but if you're going to go off like this, go crazy and, like, act like Taylor Swift's on the field, and then, you know, people make like a fuck Taylor Swift sign, or, you know, the New York Post like put her on her face on the cover when the Chiefs lose instead of like putting the Eagles on the cover or the Chiefs. It's like, if we don't want her to, you know, we always say she's not playing the game, like, take her out of it. She's just a supportive girlfriend. So have that same energy when the Chiefs lose.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, when people go after Taylor for being a fan, we always say Taylor is not on the team. She's a fan. She's a supportive girlfriend.
Completely.
Have that same energy when they lose. Taylor did not lose. Her boyfriend lost, and he's handling it with grace. He had a great after-game speech where
he said,
you know, I'm happy for them. They played amazing. We did not play to our best performance. He had such grace. He was so nice about it. It's exactly probably how Taylor handled it, too. Maybe even a little bit of her was like, hey, Philly, I'm from there. Whatever. You know?
Whatever. Like, It wasn't a close game. It was a clear cut loss top to bottom.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do but take the loss in stride. And that, again, these are things that we're only talking about because Taylor is dating a football player. And
like, we should be lifting them up.
Completely. This is what I was thinking about deeply, Gia. I think that this is truly, I really went back through like the Rolodex of, you know, people she's dated, people she's been seen with, done things with, whatever. Do you agree with me in saying that this is the most access we've ever like had as an audience to this, to like her boyfriend?
Yeah, totally.
Like, so
1,000%.
Right. So we need to remember that, like, they are different people. They have different lives. And that's why we like Travis so much to begin with, is that he does his own thing, has his own life, has his own job.
Yeah.
And he can go do his thing. That doesn't mean that like he needs to get wrapped up in the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't look at them as one person together. Like, and then Taylor gets the short end of the stick on that all the time if something happens with the Chiefs. Again, the Chiefs are a football team that existed long before Taylor Swift, will continue to exist long after Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. And people just need to get a fucking grip. And I just don't know what else to say other than that.
We can celebrate them as a couple, lift them up as a couple. They support each other as a couple. But when it comes to their like accomplishments, their hardships, those are individual things that they go through. Yeah, they go through them together, but you can't fault one for the other.
No.
You know what I mean?
And by the way, they'll deal with that as human beings offline by themselves. Like, those are their people. We don't know them. We don't know them.
Like,
we don't know these people.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Love to pretend like, you know, we comment on their stuff and we're doing this, we're doing that. We've got the podcast, but it's like, half the time I feel like on this pod, we're not only are we just discussing what's going on in the world of Taylor, but we're like bringing people down to reality. Like, I feel like we always have to have these conversations where it's like, hey, stop being a weird fucking fan. Like, you can be a fan and love her music and be interested in, you know, Easter eggs and when's Rep TV dropping and, oh, we're rooting for the Chiefs. Oh, let's get into sports betting. Like, we'll do all these things. But you have to remember at the end of the day, like, we don't know these people. We don't know what's going on in their lives. And they're just trying to live the same way we are. So, you know, don't be a fucking freak online about it.
Yeah.
And I just don't know. I don't know how it stops, G. I don't know how it stops.
I know.
And again, like, I would love to know. Every time we talk about this, people are always confused, being like, wow, I'm not on Twitter or X.
Yeah,
like, I don't know what's going on. But it's like, to see New Heights deleting tweets, Jason Kelce have to redo tweets 3 different times, like, clearly it's affecting things on a different level, on a level that our paranoia, or my paranoia specifically, isn't, I'm not alone in this. I'm seeing it happen. I hate it. I'm panicked about it, and clearly it's seeping into the rest of the world. So I don't know, man.
Other thing I wanted to touch on, CJ Garner Johnson's Instagram post. Did you see that?
Yes, I did see it, and I want to, and that makes me want to go into Kayla Nicole. God forbid we talk about her again.
I know.
Jesus Christ. CJ Garner. You know, listen, there's always going to be a couple assholes, okay?
CJ Garner Johnson is an asshole.
Yes.
He's an asshole, and he's a dickhead, and I really was getting so annoyed because so many people were DMing me being like, I can't believe you're posting like celebratory posts and
shut up.
You're not like speaking out against this. I think it goes without saying that I do not support that type of behavior at all.
Of course not.
Disgusting loser. That's loser behavior.
Loser behavior.
Winners do not do that low-hanging fruit shit like that.
No.
What's the point? Again, there is no need to bring Taylor Swift into the conversation at all. Mm-mm. So it's like, why are we talking about his ex-girlfriend that they broke up 3 years ago? This guy... Clearly, CJ does not have a grasp on anything that's going on in pop culture or whatever. He said that to be a dickhead, to be an asshole, and he was a dickhead and an asshole. Disgusting behavior. I don't condone it at all. Mm-hmm. I don't like that shit talking. Be fucking witty with your shit talking. Be funny with your shit talking. Don't be fucking rude. Don't be mean. Don't be bringing in a woman who has nothing to do with anything in the situation. Mm-hmm. Especially with Travis, who has been nothing but graceful with the whole thing. Yeah, he was kind of like picking a fight with Jalen Carter, but like whatever. Like tensions run high. To post that is so lame. It's like, go celebrate your win. Go focus on yourself. Focus on your teammates.
This is the first thing you're thinking of?
Yeah,
freak.
It's very much loser behavior.
So embarrassing, yeah. So embarrassing.
Yeah, and I hate it. I hated it when I saw it. Mm-hmm. I'm pissed off at CJ because, you know, he honestly didn't even have that good of a game to be talking shit like that.
100%.
You know, like, CJ, you had, like, a couple, like, maybe one good tackle. Like, I don't think he had one play that stands out to me off my head. Mm-hmm. For him to even be talking shit, let alone talking that crazy shit like that.
No.
If you guys didn't see, he posted on his Instagram story like a picture of him like going up against Travis, and the caption was like,
"Should have stayed with that thick shit,"
or like, "Shouldn't have gotten rid of that thick shit." Talking about Kayla Nicole, which is
his
disgusting
yeah.
towards Kayla, disgusting towards mm-hmm, Taylor, mm-hmm. disgusting towards both of them. Mm-hmm. Leave that behavior off. Line, whatever.
It's just gross dumb
gross,
shit.
Gross,
and I think
gross.
Too, like, you have to remember, just because, like, every team, every group has someone who takes it too far, whatever. Like, you know, people are joking around, they're doing this, they're doing that, and then someone goes a step too far.
Yeah, like, we're going to be pointing fingers.
Right. That's not a reflection of the whole organization.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that
that's what I hated.
You see him post that shit, you'll come talk shit about it here. You're not going to say, well, now fuck the Eagles, I'm not an Eagles
fan
anymore.
Yeah, it's like people expecting me to, like, not be an Eagles fan.
He might not be in the Eagles next year. Like, who knows where he's going?
Yeah,
I mean, maybe
that's,
he is, but,
that's
like,
crazy.
Cares?
It's like being like, oh, are you guys not going to be Chiefs fans because Kareem Hunt literally kicked and beat a woman?
Oh, are we not Chiefs fans anymore because Harrison Butker told us to get back in the kitchen?
Yeah. Like there's...
You know what I mean? It, like, what's...
One person does not represent an organization. Taylor Swift does not represent the Chiefs. This point that we're trying to prove goes across the board here.
Yes, it does. And it really does. And that too, like, remember, NFL players are individual people and they are getting paid to play for certain teams. Like, and yes, Travis and Pat Mahomes are deeply ingrained in, like, the Chiefs dynasty that they're building and all that shit. So they're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
But, like, everyone else at any time can just go to a different team.
Yeah.
Like, no, people aren't, like, not everybody on every team is loyal. Like
CJ
that.
Could end up on the Chiefs one day.
100%. Like, he's like, these players get traded all the time. They move around, they get different paydays, whatever. Like, these people they're not loyal to anything. To a certain extent, or not all of them are loyal to anything. And so I think seeing stuff like this, yes, that guy's an asshole. Yes. Now we'll never forget that he's an asshole.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that all of the Philadelphia Eagles are assholes.
Yeah. He's an enemy for sure.
Yeah,
and I don't like him. Yeah, he's an
enemy. Yeah, we hate him.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
But we don't hate
1,000%. But we do not hate the Eagles.
We don't. Side note, though, I will say, poor taste, just typical bullshit. Kayla Nicole, get a fucking life, girl. Like,
dude, that was
rooting
speaking
for the Eagles,
about loser behavior.
Loser
Christ.
Behavior. She goes to the Super Bowl, sits in like no man's land, and is wearing Eagles gear, rooting for the Eagles. Runs on the field, celebrating,
like blowing
the Eagles.
The confetti, and she's
fucking,
like, they said they had room for one more on the bandwagon. Like, dude,
it's like, shut up, girl.
You're really digging your own grave here. It's pretty pathetic.
No, it really is.
We all know you're not joining the bandwagon because you want to join the bandwagon.
Because you like the Eagles.
Yeah, we all know why you're down there.
And we
doing
all know,
what you're
right.
doing. You're on fucking...
It's like, stop.
Special forces, talking about Travis, crying, thinking about
Enough.
Like the husband you're supposed to be having.
Yep.
It's just really pathetic.
Girl, I'm going to tell you something right now. You're not going to get a husband this way. If you're,
yeah,
if you like, continue to stay bitter and talking about your ex-boyfriend and trying to stunt in front of his new girlfriend at the fucking Super Bowl, no, guys don't think that's hot.
Yeah.
Like, no guy wants that kind of drama.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe CJ fucking Gardner, though.
Yeah. Yeah, there you, you go. Know, you guys can link up.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Christ.
It's like, it's. I just don't understand. I don't understand that. But everybody, you know, people have turned. This is what happens when people are famous on football teams and they date other famous people, is that everybody turns it into gossip and tabloid fodder and all this bullshit. So this is the kind of shit that you're going to get. You're going to get the pissy ex-girlfriend who can't get a life coming on the field trying to do some bullshit. You're going to get the misogynist white bros in the audience booing Taylor Swift and Trump taking credit for it. You're going to get, just more shit like that all day long. Freaks online trying to be psychopaths. Like, it's going to happen. It's all going to happen because now we've integrated all worlds. Like, the Super Bowl was like the culmination of every, it was the pop culture event of the year.
Yeah. In God, every I just facet. Never hope the Eagles play the Chiefs again. Holy fuck.
No, that's a nightmare. Like, what a nightmare.
What a nightmare. I mean, there was nothing worse than being so happy, celebrating, so happy. I opened my phone to Twitter and like the first tweet I see is like, mm-hmm. the Eagles, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, man, like, come on, like, already?
People are also up in arms about them burning Chiefs T-shirts, Travis's jersey, burning Travis's jersey in the street, burning, you know, stuff, Taylor Swift, whatever. Again, remember, it's low-hanging fruit for people. They think it's funny. People are celebrating. We don't claim the people that do that
shit. I hate that shit, too. Like,
no.
I think... there were so many Eagles fans, you know, celebrating, having so much fun, like Bourbon Street. It's just like, unfortunately, no matter what, like mob mentality, like people start going crazy and
people
like breaking
are weird.
Shit.
Yeah, people do crazy
and
shit.
And yeah, no, I hate like all the burning, all that stuff. Like, it's so dumb. Like,
yeah, of course.
People think they're really doing something with that.
Yeah,
like, sure,
they
like
do.
Whatever. Like,
they
think
do.
You think you're eating when you burn a Travis Kelce jersey. Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
You're really sticking it to him.
Yeah. Like,
it's like
somebody bought
on?
That jersey. Like, right. Somebody spent money on that jersey.
Right. Travis is still cashing checks.
Yeah,
by the
exactly.
way. That's the thing with people. Like, you can't get so hung up on, like, the fans of these teams that are doing crazy shit or whatever, because at the end of the day, everyone is fine. Like, the most that will happen is that feelings get hurt. But in reality, like, again, Travis still gets paid. They're gonna. I hope they're already on a beach somewhere. You know, spending their hard-earned money for a job well done all year long. The both of them, Taylor and Travis, they both have worked their fucking asses off the past few years. They deserve a fucking break. They went through hell this year. Like, it was just a lot. And we have to think it too. Now they're both losers. They get to both be losers on the beach.
Yeah, there you go.
Taylor lost like 7 Grammys. Travis lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah, someone
now,
was like,
go
now,
celebrate.
Now
Loser
they
City.
Get to see like the other side of each other.
Of
like
course.
They got to win together. Now they got to lose together.
Yes.
And yeah, exactly. They are both incredibly successful, mm-hmm. rich. They're in love.
Beautiful.
They're
in love.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're going to have a lovely vacation. Travis gets some time off. Taylor has some time off. I hope that they go so low key.
Yes.
They spend so much time together. I hope Jason and Kylie have a lovely vacation.
And a birth of their baby, by the way.
Yeah, like,
oh, yeah,
come
by the
on.
Way, you're yelling at Kylie Kelce. That's
a pregnant woman.
You're yelling at a pregnant woman? Are you out of your fucking mind? Being like, I'm boycotting New Heights. I'm boycotting Not Gonna Lie. I can't listen to it. I can't hear them talk about it. It's like, okay, sore fucking bitch. Like,
yeah, like, oh my God, they lost one Super Bowl.
They lost one Super Bowl. And also, are you even really that big of a fan? Like, I understand if you're a true diehard
like,
Chiefs
what?
Fan. Yes, I understand you don't want to hear the showboating. But at the same time, but if you're not really, if you're a Chiefs fan because you're a Taylor Swift fan, chill.
It's not that deep.
Chill.
Like, Taylor's,
God.
Think about like when you're in like high school or college, you're dating, like your boyfriend like plays on like the team, like,
yeah,
obviously you're upset, like you want your boyfriend to win, but like at the end of the day it's kind of just like whatever, like I didn't play on the team, like it's like you're kind of just sitting in silence like on the car ride home, like what do you want to get
like,
for dinner?
Want to see a
you
movie?
Played great, babe, like sorry,
here's
like,
what
it's
I
not,
think
it's gonna be okay.
I think that the Kansas City Chiefs new Swifty fans are having a hard time realizing that they are too bandwagon fans. Like you're a bandwagon fan. Like if you got onto the Chiefs because of Taylor Swift, you're a bandwagon fan. And that's not to say that there wasn't room in the bandwagon. And that the Chiefs didn't want the support of the Swifties, and we continue supporting them as long as Travis is playing for them and whatever. But you have to remember, like, you're not a part of that. You're not a part of it. Like you've made yourself a part of it in the last couple of years, year and a half, whatever, that's fine. But you're brand new to this. So don't act like you've been here the
whole
time.
And people have to take
don't piss people off.
Yeah. And it's one thing if it's the online behavior, and it's another thing because I literally saw it with my own eyes, the way that the Chiefs fans handled the loss so respectfully, Walked out of the stadium. No shit talking besides that one bitch. No shit talking. Everyone was so nice. Even Chiefs fans were even like looking at us being like, good game. Like, you guys smacked us. Like,
absolutely.
Whatever.
Losing with grace. Yes. Losing with class.
And then you go online and it's fucking these fake subsect of Swifties absolutely losing their minds over the fact that they lost. Mm-hmm. It makes no sense to me.
It's out of control.
It's out of control.
So this, and again, I think that we know that our Taylor Watch listeners are not these people.
Yes,
we're
yes.
We are spreading the word on the people that exist. And it's more of a cautionary tale. Yeah, don't become this.
Yeah,
don't do this. Yeah. Don't make these people feel.
Don't make journeys on treacherous roads.
Yeah. No, literally, like, what the fuck, bro? Like,
yeah.
I just, you know.
It, to me,
know.
It was just, like, so sad opening up my phone after a huge win and seeing, you know, this whole subsect of people
anymore.
Freaking out. It's like, also, Taylor's from Philly. Like,
yeah.
Can we not have a little happiness for her
fun
there?
Anymore. Nobody wants to get off their ass and have fun.
Yeah, like, just fucking have
just
fun.
Chill the fuck out. Chill the fuck out. And yeah. And you know what? This makes me glad that it's over. Makes
yeah,
me
too.
Glad that it's over.
Makes me
everyone,
glad that it's
clearly
over.
Clearly everyone needs a fucking break.
I don't know
people
if this is just
like
the culmination of like build
be.
Up or if it was people getting mad about the loss. I don't know what it was, but it
either.
Was truly like something I've never seen.
Shock.
To me, it's the Jason of it all is just
that
so
is,
crazy
that is
to
the
me.
Most egregious. The Jason stuff.
It's disgusting.
Stuff,
it's
like
disgusting.
That is, to see that, and again, like, I don't know if I could have anticipated that. I saw the pulse, you know, I took the temperature unintentionally, accidentally, and the temperature was hot, and then, but it escalated to a place that I never thought it would, you know what I mean? Like, it just went totally off the rails, so just don't be like that.
I'm gonna pee my pants.
Oh, go girl. Oh my God. Gia, I don't know if you noticed, I've got a little something, a little bling bling.
Ooh,
in my second hose.
Shining star.
Bright, shining far. Don't be shy, be a star. I have got my Steven Singer 1-carat diamond studs in my ears right now. Ooh. And as of today, I think today and tomorrow are the last days that you can order them for free shipping before Valentine's Day.
Yep.
For your Valentine, get on it. Get together. They're adorable. And I right now have my snakes in my first hole, which I like to hang out.
Love.
But I put them in my second hole, and they're looking amazing.
They
I've
look
already
amazing.
Received 10 compliments as I walked in, being like, beautiful earrings.
Glistening.
And here I am.
Those diamonds are dancing.
Yeah, they are.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you've got a little stud in your earring, too.
I got my little stud in. Mm-hmm. You guys know Valentine's Day is coming up. It's this Friday. So
it's
time. It's cutting it close.
Yeah, it is.
Between Steven's unbeatable free shipping, free 100-day returns, free upgrades, and free lifetime warranties, Steven Singer is the most hated jeweler by other jewelers. And on top of that, Steven has the best gift for Valentine's Day. Picture it. A real long stem American Beauty rose, preserved and lavishly dipped in pure 24 karat gold, starting at just $59. Get a gift that will last. Steven's beautiful Valentine's Day red roses are romantic and won't wilt or die. It's the perfect gift for Valentine's Day because you can start collecting them over the years.
Yes, you can.
You can remember all these beautiful, cherished memories together through the roses because they last a lifetime. Turn them into a bouquet, and you have a bouquet full of cherished memories. It's quite beautiful.
Red, pink,
mesmerizing peacock teal. Whatever floats your boat. Add your own personalized love message in Steven's signature gift box and ship for free in time for Valentine's Day. Go now to IHateStevenSinger.com and order by tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern with free shipping to receive in time for Valentine's Day. Steven Singer Jewelers, that's IHateStevenSinger.com. Make sure you get it in time for V-Day.
Anyways. Yeah, I just feel, I think that overall the game was interesting, exciting. It was cool. I'm very happy for you.
Were you
very
as a viewer, were you bored?
Yes,
yeah, okay.
I was.
It
I
seems
really
like
was.
A lot of people,
and
that
I,
was a consensus.
Yeah,
boring
I was,
game.
I was disappointed. I think I expect. I just expected
I mean,
a,
kinda,
a close game.
I yeah.
expected a close game, some good football. And even as a pretty casual fan, I've tried to watch most Chiefs games this year.
Yeah.
And even as a casual fan, I just expected more. I expected more to watch. And even I could tell that shit was not right. You know?
Yeah.
As soon as it started, I was like, well, this is kind of sad. Like, what are these people doing?
I know.
Like, are they asleep? Like, are they? And that's how it felt. It felt like they were on half speed the whole time. Mm. Like, as if they were just a half a step behind. Like they were playing hungover or something. I know that's not what it was. But that's how I would imagine it would be if they were.
Yeah.
Commercials were whatever.
I didn't see anything that stand out to me. I like the Stitch one. I thought the Stitch one was cute.
I thought of you when I saw the Stitch one. I was like, oh, I don't know if Gia can like see this. She can't see this.
No, I got a bunch of texts on my phone. Like, funny. Stitch is so cute.
No, he was so cute. My brother and I were loving that.
Like, yeah, I like that one.
Stitch was adorable. Stitch was great. And then there was a funny, Trent actually tweeted a few years ago something along the lines of like, any Super Bowl ad that makes an ad that's just like a 30-second bathroom break, like, will be the ad thing I like. And Angel Soft, like diapers whatever, they did one, and it was like this cute little thing on the screen being like, hi, you have 30 seconds to go to the bathroom.
Oh,
and
that's
cute.
And
it's like this little like babe, like whatever the logo is for Angel Soft.
Yeah, I like
hilarious.
That.
Hilarious. That was really cute.
A lot of AI.
A lot of AI.
Yeah, I hate that.
Which I don't like. Yeah. It always scares me. I'm trying to think of one. I could not even think of one that I really liked. I just nothing really stood out to me. I remember in the moment, some of them I was like, oh yeah, that's cute. But I couldn't tell you. Nothing stuck with me.
Wasn't Bill Belichick and his girlfriend in one?
Oh my God, I was shocked. I was shocked to see his girlfriend. I said, that's his, and they showed her at Dunkin' Donuts. They showed her a million times.
Yeah, they were like,
she was the star of that commercial. Yeah, yeah. I was like, I can't believe Bill Belichick's child bride is on this commercial.
No,
she seems lovely. I mean, I don't
know.
I
saw them in real life, and it's even more jarring in person than
it
is.
Yeah, I'm sure.
A lot of good celebrity spottings.
Oh, yeah. Did you see who else? Oh, you said go birds to Kelly and Miles.
Yeah, I said go birds to Kelly. She said go birds back, which is awesome.
Hell yeah.
Saw Shane Gillis.
Yep.
Saw Bert Kreischer. Cool. My sister saw Louis Tomlinson. I didn't see him.
Oh, yeah. I saw her too. I know. I saw her post that. That's so crazy. I saw, how about Bradley Cooper? Doing the
that was
the
awesome.
Intro. That was cool. He crushed it. Oh my
so
God.
Awesome.
He was good. He was unfortunately better than John Hamm. John Hamm. Yeah. John Hamm. You couldn't really hear him. He was like kind of seemed chaotic. But Bradley Cooper had it on.
Yeah, and bringing out his kid too was a good touch. Added to the cute factor of it all.
I'm trying
to think about who else
he did. Also, yeah, was that his kid? I thought he only had a daughter, but I guess he has a son as well.
Oh, was it not his child?
That's I don't know.
Oh,
I said, oh, is that his kid? And then I was like, wait, does he have a son?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. He might.
I totally thought that was his child. Maybe it was just a random little boy that he picked up.
Maybe it was like a nephew. No. His daughter was there with him. He has one child. So that was a different kid. That was like some, I don't know whose kid that was. But it was
some random boy?
It was somebody's
like,
kid.
Hand me your child before I do this.
It was somebody's kid. So we're not sure. But he only has one daughter, yes. But she was there. His daughter was there as well.
Can I say one thing? Yeah. And this is kind of political, and I just want to say it.
Say
it.
Get it off your chest, girl. We're at the end of the pod.
Yeah, okay.
If they've lasted this long, they're real ones.
Right.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the game, before the game started, all these first responder people from the terrorist attack.
Oh, we were, that was a tear to my eye.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
But they're all waiting.
Yeah.
We're like, what are they waiting for? Waiting in a photo op opportunity. One of the guys, the guy whose best friend passed away, who they were together on in NOLA.
Yes.
He was there in his wheelchair, like waiting. We're all waiting for this picture. Like, I'm like, why aren't they taking this picture? What's going on?
Yeah.
Waiting. Trump comes up, walks in. Takes the picture, doesn't even look at the kid, walks away. They waited for maybe 45 minutes.
Wow.
In formation for Trump to come take a picture, meet this kid, brush him off. Like, it was nothing. I've never seen anything so. And
you'd think he'd sit there and talk and shake his hand.
Not even a handshake.
Wow.
Didn't even look at him. It was absolutely absurd. Like, I've never seen anything
in
my
life. He's too busy trying to get to a seat so he can tweet about Taylor and get his fucking applause that he can pump through the speakers on Fox News, by the way.
It's just fucking
or
bullshit.
On Fox, whatever. That was another thing that I couldn't tell. I believed that people were cheering for him, of course. Like, that's always going to happen.
Yeah.
But I wondered how loud it actually was based on...
The cheers were... It was disturbing.
It was loud.
Yeah.
Because I thought they were pumping in extra...
There were cheers, for
extra
sure.
Extra loudness for Fox, I thought for sure.
There was thumbs up. I'm telling you, there were two Chiefs fans in front of me. Thumbs down, boo, Taylor Swift.
That's crazy. That's sick.
Yeah.
That's sick.
So
and that just goes to show that's the state of the world. That's not a sports thing. That's not a Taylor Swift thing. That's the state of the world.
They're booing her for who she is, what she represents, bringing women into the NFL. And it's disgusting. And the booing is just inevitable at this point.
Yep.
And it's like, I don't really know how to stop it, but to just constantly being like, the booing. It's like, people boo.
People boo. And I think that, like I said before, that we can only get upset about the same thing so many times before we start rolling our eyes and moving on. Because that's what they want. They want the reaction. They want to piss girls off. Yeah. They want to piss off Taylor Swift fans. They want us to get riled up. They want us to look crazy so they can call us crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that's, you can't feed into it. You just have to roll your eyes and move on, because this is going to keep happening. Like, this is what's, this is the state of the world right now.
Yeah. Boo them back.
Boo them back.
Yeah.
Do whatever you got to do.
I love booing.
Yeah. I like a boo. I like
boo.
A good boo.
Boo.
I'm going to boo.
Oh, and Trump was, I was like, boo.
Yeah, yeah, right, right. Literally, like, drool coming out of your mouth. Eyes are popping out.
Me and my mom.
You and your mom. Yeah, yeah, I was just going to say, you and your mom.
So good. Funny.
But it's like, yeah, it's just, again, we have to stop. We should have a cap on how many times we can get worked up a year over stuff like this.
About the booing.
And
yeah.
I think we've reached our threshold. Yeah, we've reached the threshold for the year. Let's start the clock over.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And let's only get worked up when it really matters, because men are always going to hate Taylor Swift. Trump fans are always going to hate Taylor Swift. Trump's always going to hate her. And people are going to boo. People are going to be misogynistic. People are going to be gross. They're going to take out shit on her that they shouldn't. And that's just something that we're going to have to accept.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Nobody wants to accept that. Everybody wishes that things were different, but they're not right now.
Yeah.
So you just have to move forward. And you can't dwell. You can't, you know, we can sit here all day long and cry about the state of the world. But how is that? What kind of life is that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't live life like that. So... I don't know what else to say outside of that.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. Okay, so fabulous. That, I think rounds out the day.
Yeah.
What else? Nothing else really going on. Just that. That's all anybody's talking about. I think we talked about all the things everybody wanted us to talk about. Sufficient shit. About what's his face. And the crazy fans online. But all right, so we will see you guys on Thursday for our voicemails episode. Very excited to hear what people's thoughts and feelings are.
Yeah.
I will be in Mexico, actually.
Ooh.
And I am very excited about that. I need a couple days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So does everybody, but it's like, I don't know what it is. I need to see the fucking sun. I need the sun. I think really is what it is.
Like,
I need
Nola
the sun
was
bad.
Like a little taste, and I was like, I wish I was in a bathing suit.
I wasn't prepared for it. So if I had like a t-shirt, maybe I would have got that feeling. Yeah. But no, I didn't even have that. So very excited for Mexico. Personally,
you're pulling a Tay and Trav.
Maybe I'll run into them. If you're in Puerto Vallarta, come say hi. So very excited to hear everybody's thoughts and feelings. And the number to call in and do so is
347-450-0723.
And you can also go ahead and DM the Taylor Watch Instagram account. We are always checking and watching and so excited to hear from everybody. And until Thursday. We'll see you later.
Love you guys.
Love you.